Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
It is All-Star Weekend already in the NBA. The Nuggets take best record in the West by far now, 41-18, and one of the best records in all of the NBA into the weekend. So we'll see if they can follow that up. Chris Dempsey joining us from Altitude TV. Chris, my man, I'm talking about Joker's greatness again. I think we all tend to do that every single day, every time we talk about this team. The things that he does, they're so historical, man. I mean, every year there's something else historical, and here we are again. He has a chance to go back-to-back-to-back MVPs. He has a chance to average a triple-double, and I think he has a realistic chance to win a title. Where do you put him, Chris, in terms of greatest? Is he top 20? I mean, where is he sitting right now in your mind?
Oh, wow. Players all time?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a really good
question. Is he moving? I mean, it seems like he's moving quickly.
Yeah, boy. That's a really good question. He's going to be on a real short list. He gets a third MVP, you know?
Yeah.
Three straight. You have to, I guess, you know, I guess you would still have to go through all the centers ever and kind of rank him there. And, you know, I think what's going to enhance his case is if he wins an NBA title or multiple NBA titles, you know, in that respect. I guess players all time, I would put him in, I'd probably put him in, you know, 20, somewhere between 20 and 30. Something like that.
Okay.
Right now, just because, boy, there's just so many players so many eras, and you know, I think for Nikola Jokic, it's going to be, you know, the stats are going to be overwhelming. You know, he's doing something new and different every single year, it seems like, so he'll have that, and then I think, you know, after that, you know, what's kind of your legacy, your imprint on this game? And I've asked a few people about that, you know, a few basketball people about that, because I think it's interesting. You know, I think he will be, he could be a real agent of change in terms of what that position looks like, maybe forever, and what it's asked to do, and what at your best, if you can get one of these guys that can not only score in the post but can score in the perimeter, you can run offense through, you know, they can make great decisions. You can run them almost like a point guard. Then what you're doing, and if you see centers in that position start to just be that over time, I think that will be majority due to Nikola Jokic, the success he had in the league, the success he led the Nuggets to when he was playing. And if that's the case, if your imprint is changing a position and how it operates over time, then that puts you in rarefied air. And, you know, that puts you in that top 20 all time, just players in this league all time. And so I think there, he is quite clearly on a track. He's on the train to get to that area. And I think that the thing that's going to really enhance his case will be lifting the Nuggets to a title or more titles, and then that would just cement his place as quite clearly one of the greatest players we've ever seen.
Yeah, and Chris, when you look at it, I mean, odds are, it's looking like it anyway, he's going to get that MVP, which still just seems crazy to me that he is going to get that back-to-back-to-back, but according to the straw poll, it sure looks like he's going to be the guy. He gets that. Let's say they do win a title. Does that elevate him? Does that boost him up quicker? Because I'm kind of like, I'm going through all these greats. And again, I think it's obvious. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. Nobody's probably ever going to pass him in my mind. Kobe's all those guys. But I will say this. All of these greats, Chris, that we talk about, They also had something else in common. A lot of them did anyway. They had all-stars on their team. Scottie Pippen, Dwayne Wade, Duncan had the other all-stars. Joker hasn't had that. He hasn't had that, which I think is what makes it so much more impressive.
Yeah. It presents a fascinating case, you know. You know, that's why, you know what's interesting? Okay, just think about the center position alone, all right? So when you go back into time and you're talking about, we just saw LeBron pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was the leading scorer in NBA history for like 30 years, you know, before LeBron broke that record, probably more than that, actually. And so you have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you have Bill Russell, you have Hakeem Olajuwon, you have Shaquille O'Neal. I'm most certainly missing some great centers in my head right now. But this is a list that Wilt Chamberlain, this is a list that of individuals that were all-time greats. Like, these guys, it is not in dispute. And so where do you put Nikola Jokic right there on that list of individuals right there? Because not only are you talking about individual success and accolades, you're talking about some of the greatest winners that we've ever seen. I mean, I don't believe I named a person on that list that doesn't have multiple titles.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's why to me you have to start with the centers, because once you start moving him up a list of centers, then you can start to add in other players, and then you start talking about Jordan and LeBron and Kobe and just these great players that have done all the things, Tim Duncan, that have done all these things. So, you know, that list starts to get pretty long. And it's not, you know, it's not a slight, you know, if you say, you know, if I say right now 20 to 30, I know there's a faction of people who are like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And that's well and good. But to me, that's not a slight, because there are so many great, truly great players in this history to even be in that list when you're talking about all of the hundreds of players that have played this game in over the decades, the literal decade that the NBA has been in existence. To say that you're in the top 30 is really doggone good. Really, really, really doggone good. It means you're in the top, what, one percentile, you know, like, of players that have done the greatest things in this league, and it's hard to move up that list at a point when titles become the separator, because stats will at some point for Nikola Jokic not be a thing. I mean, he already created his own category with the points, rebounds, and assists last year. This year, he's doing something new and different, and that is just getting triple-doubles whenever he wants, and literally the team never loses when he gets a triple-double, and that is we've never seen that. That's something new and different, and so each year he's doing something new. He's knocking down another statistical barrier, and he's revolutionizing a position that has played a certain way over time. And so once you get past the individual accolades, it starts to become wins, and the big time winning that starts to slot these players in their spots.
Chris, what would it take for you to say Nikola Jokic is top 10? Maybe glancing at the top five. Is there a number in your mind? Is it two titles? Is it three titles? Is it another MVP? What do you, is there? Again, I know there's so much more to it than that. Yeah. I know there's so much more to it than that. But if you just kind of had to put some of those up there, what would it take?
Well, given some of the names up there, I mean, I think that list starts about four titles. It really does.
Wow.
I mean, four titles and up. You know, you're talking about Jordan with six. LeBron with, what does he got? LeBron has three, but the bubble.
however you want to count that.
Yeah, exactly right. Tim Duncan's got five. Kobe Bryant, I believe, had five. I mean, to get into top five status, you need to have the titles, the rings to back it up.
What if it's two titles but five MVPs?
Oh, if he has five MVPs, I mean, that's really, really good. And titles, we can have that conversation. I mean, if you have five MVPs and you're talking about a player that has among the most MVPs in a career as any other player has ever had in their career, then yeah, you gotta, yeah, yes. because then you start to talk about dominating an era. And can you talk about an era of basketball without including this individual? And if that's the case, five MVPs and a couple of titles, then you have lifted a franchise that has never won a title before to a couple of titles, and you've done that while being just a total, just a complete great, you know, while doing that, stats and MVP. Then yes, yeah, you would be in the conversation for sure. But Brady, I mean, look at where we're starting there. Five MVPs.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tall task. And, you know, so if you're doing that, if you got three MVPs and four or five titles, it kind of works the same, you know. But those are the two categories that have to be – you have to check the boxes in those two categories to be put on the Mount Rushmore of players in NBA history. And as I said, even if you're not there, what he has been able to do in his career, and if you're a top 20 to 30 player, if you're top 15 to 20 player, whatever that is, that means that you were truly remarkable in your career in a way that the majority of players, even the great ones, weren't remarkable, and that still is saying a whole heck of a lot for what you did.
Yeah, and I just think you said it too, Chris. Every year there's something new historically that he's doing. Last year it was obviously back-to-back was cool, but 2,000 points, 1,000 boards, 500 assists. This year, could he average a triple-double? Not very many players have done that. Could he win back-to-back-to-back? Not very many players have done it. And I just think when you start having those conversations, you start saying, that's never been done, or that's only been done by this guy and that guy. That's when I think it gets easier to have those conversations, but you're right. Basketball, maybe even more so than football, save for the quarterback talk, it is about that championship. Tom Brady, we can't really argue about who the greatest quarterback of all time is just because he has seven Super Bowls. Maybe he's not. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe Patrick Mahomes is already much better. But I just think that it does make those conversations more interesting if you can obviously add those rings to all these numbers. And I think it starts to make it kind of slowly a no-brainer.
Yeah, because you know it's the difference between talent and winning, you know, and we've seen some talented. The quarterback conversation is a very interesting one. How many talented quarterbacks do we see? We see talented quarterbacks all the time. We don't see talented quarterbacks that win like that the way Tom Brady won, or the way that Patrick Mahomes is completely slicing and dicing the league and then winning MVPs and Super Bowl MVPs and Super Bowl titles as well. Like those are the players. When you have the talent and the stats and the winning on top of that, those are the greatest of the greats. You know, because what we see, we do see these things in individual categories. We see super talented players, or we see players that may not be 100% talented, or maybe not put up a bunch of stats, but they put up a bunch of wins, and so you know they have that to their. But then you have this, you know, this group of guys who have the entire full package. And that's what you're talking about. Those boxes have to be checked. And if you don't have, you know, the winning component from, and I'm talking winning big time rings, titles, whatever your sport is, then we can poke holes in your career from a greatest of all time standpoint. Not that you weren't great, just that there are a group of guys who have done all the things, and that group is a small club and a select club, and it's for only for those who have done all of that. And what Nikola Jokic is doing right now, I mean, think about he has a very real. We're now going to be down to what, 23 games left in the regular season, something like that. He has a very real. It's not hyperbole to think that he could average a triple double in every game that he got a triple double. The Nuggets won. We will have never seen that if a player averaged a triple double, and then every single time that player got a triple double, his team won the game. That is huge,
yeah.
And it would be the reason why you would win another MVP, and it couldn't even be in dispute when you see that, because it is not just stats. The stats are huge. He will have averaged it. He will have had, let's call it 30 triple doubles. He's got 21 right now. Let's call it, let's say 30. He gets 30 triple doubles. The Nuggets are 30-0 in those games. Come on, man, that's huge. But for Nikola Jokic, now the statistical piece is taken care of. Now the legacy piece from you're revolutionizing a center position. I look at Purdue and Zach Edey, and I look at him, and I'm like, dude, you're not doing that in the NBA. Nobody's posting you up like that in the NBA.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's you have to be able to do different things as a center. There's more required of you in this league, and it is directly because a player like Nikola Jokic has come in and shown you what you can be, what that position can be, and how that can lift up an entire team to the higher heights. And so now with Nikola Jokic, he has to get his team to titles. And once he does that, then he'll be immortalized.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree. I mean, on that side of it, it is about the titles. You have to add those titles, but you're right. He's a revolutionary type player, a generational type player that's changing a position. LeBron kind of changed, you know, positions, meaning you didn't really have to care about positions as much because he can be point guard, he can be four guy, he can be whatever out there. So if you can change the game in that way, yeah, it's pretty impressive. Chris, before I let you go, texter here, who's winning in pig? You, Katie, Scott, or Bill Hanslick?
Well, we know Hans can't shoot, so he's out.
I saw that. He was struggling, man. I was blaming it on the suit jacket, though. That looked a little tight.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Scotty was a really good like, if Scotty would have played in this era where, like, the bigs are allowed to shoot, and as a matter of fact, you want your bigs to be able to shoot, man, that guy, he would have thrived. He was just before his time. Mm. I would say between Scott and Katie, one of those two. One of those two would probably win. If you know, I don't know where I would fit it. I would beat Hans. I know that.
That's all you can ask for, man. Don't finish last, okay?
That's right. I'm not going to finish last.
Chris, what do you got going, man? Are you what's your All-Star weekend look like? Are you taking time off? Are you going to be there? What's your plans look like?
Yeah, I'm taking time off.
Good.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, get some time off, man. You got a big stretch coming up after this one too. So
yeah, no doubt about it. It's good to have a few days off. And as you know, I have my own radio show that I've added to the mix. So I'll still be doing that, but it's okay to you knock down the radio show and then have the rest of the day off. It's great. So yeah, I'll soak it all in, and then we'll get right back to it. I'll be on that actual trip to Cleveland and Memphis when they go, right after the All-Star break. So I'll look forward to that and do some sideline reporting there. And you're right, grind out the rest of the season.
All right, my man. Well, I love what you do. I think a lot of people do, no question about it. And we'll catch up with you maybe next week.
Yeah, sounds great, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV, Altitude Radio. Great dude there. Saying he'd beat Bill Hanslick. Okay. Scott and Katie. I mean, Katie was a heck of a college basketball player. And then Scott, that's a good point. Scott had some talent, man. It's just a weird time when he was in the league. 38 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.